Hey everybody, and thank you for continuing to listen to me. It is Keeping It Real with Lakia, and today we are going to talk about broken marriages, separation, even if it's from a relationship and you're not married. Also, when should you reconcile? Should you put in the work? Should you risk your sanity and keep going, thinking that that's the only option that you have? Those are the things that we're going to talk about today. So, in talking to a couple of my friends, we got on the subject of broken relationships. Now, some are married, some are not. However, we all find ourselves, especially if you're in a long-term relationship and there's going to be issues. That's normal. It's also healthy for you to have issues. If everything is just perfect all the time, then chances are you're not going to be able to handle something that happens in that relationship if you don't know how to handle conflict. So let's start with if you think you should separate or not. Now, there's abuse, there's infidelity, there's just the inability to get along, or you feel as though you've grown apart from your partner. And what I can say is, first, if you're married, you've made a commitment. Marriage is a commitment. Let's just go there. Marriage is a commitment. So you committed to your partner under God that you were going to be married, and those vows, to death do us part, is exactly what that's supposed to mean. Now, does that mean that you're going to be blissfully happy every second of every day of every month? No, absolutely not. Does that mean that there's not going to be issues? Absolutely not. There's absolutely going to be things that you encounter that will make you feel differently about the person that you once felt. That's just the reality of it. We do not see eye to eye in our marriages every single day, all day. There are certain cases and instances which I will say that I don't think is appropriate for trying to reconcile. If you are being abused physically, that is something that I would never recommend you try and work through. That is an issue typically one-sided with the abuser, that they need to seek help. Can you guys possibly work it out? Absolutely, if they really get that intense help that they need, because that's never an answer. That's never something that should be done. No one should ever be in fear in any type of relationship, marriage, or anything like that. So now then everyone's like, the biggest thing you could do is cheat on me, infidelity, this and that. Now, let's just go there for a second, because quite frankly, I don't feel like people are being realistic with themselves. Infidelity is a big deal. It's hurtful. You feel as though this person gave someone that you feel a sense of entitlement, basically, that you're entitled to feel like you should be the only person that your spouse should be with. We all naturally feel that way. However, most times when you're in a marriage, a relationship, you don't realize that the problem began a long time ago. The action came later. So let's not harp too much on the fact that infidelity is simply that. It doesn't mean, now, in some cases, maybe there's love involved, emotions, and all that other stuff. However, you have to look at it as a whole. I don't feel like infidelity should be, I'm getting a divorce, we're breaking up, that's it. Now, are you going to have a hard time dealing with it? Absolutely. But think about the fact that if you did leave the relationship, leave the marriage after infidelity, right? And you go and get in a relationship with somebody else, and you don't see eye to eye, you guys start disagreeing, that person does it too. You're going to leave them too. You're going to have this constant cycle of running away from your issues instead of dealing with them. So I am different in that case. I feel like, to be 100% truthful and real, like I always am, that infidelity is always going to happen, regardless if it's known about, if the other party wants to play like they don't know about it, what's going on. Whatever, it's always going to happen in relationships, especially ones that have been going for 10, 15, whatever years. Now, we have been married for almost 4 years, but we have been in a relationship prior to that for 8. So total that up, 12 years. Has there been infidelity? Absolutely. And the problem that I'm seeing from way back then was, we were not honest with each other. We were not on the same page. And I'm not going to point fingers and say who was and who wasn't. But had we been honest with each other, a lot of the drama that came with all of that probably could have been avoided. So I don't feel like there should be any divorces based solely on infidelity. Yes, that is something that's hurtful and you're like, I just can't get over it. Well, the chances are you're going to start changing your standards and you're going to get over it with somebody else anyway. So if you made the commitment to each other to be with each other, then that means you should be able to get through that, in my opinion. Also, I wanted to talk about vows not equaling staying together. And I mentioned that a little bit about being physically abused. Now, there's mental abuse, there's emotional abuse, but I think that that is also people not knowing how to communicate with one another. So what they do is they lash out. They start saying hurtful things, which the other perceives as mental abuse, emotional abuse, because maybe that person is bottling everything up and not lashing out. But they're both forms of showing that you're hurting, you're trying to process, you're trying to deal with something, and you don't know how to communicate well. So I think therapy, communication, classes, things like that will help for you to get out and open what you're feeling, how you're feeling. I also wanted to say, if you're going to reconcile in a relationship, marriage, whatever it is, you need to be able to do the work. You have to be able to do the work. You can't say, okay, we're going to fix this and think that you can just wake up tomorrow and pick up where you were last happy and forget about everything that's going on. That is the key to, it's like a disease progression. It's in denial. You can't do that. You have to literally talk about the problems, talk about how it made you feel, talk about what it you think it is could help and help fix it. Maybe have a third party, a mediator, somebody, a counselor, something, a pastor, someone that is able to guide the conversation if you're at a point where you feel like you can't even talk. Or if you feel like you're so, there's the timid one, there's the aggressive one, or there's two people that are aggressive, it's not going to, how much of that communication do you really feel is being heard? Now, a lot of times, if someone decides to reconcile and they have broken up or anything like that, trust, there has been temptation during the breakup, and trust, everything looks better because you are only seeing the qualities that are good and attractive and everything else, that you're not seeing that person's ugly side. You're not seeing how that person acts after a long day at work. You're not seeing all the stuff that you already know with your husband, with your wife, with your partner. So you know how to say the grass is always greener, isn't always greener on the other side? No, the grass is greener where you water it, where you plant it, where you maintain it. That's how a marriage and relationship should work. Now, I say marriage and relationship for the simple fact that there's people that have been in relationship for 10 plus years. I was at 8 years. The difference is, I feel like we were together since we were 18 and 19 years old. So we went through different phases of our life in a relationship where when we probably should have been alone. So I feel like that too, some people want to know, like, how long should I be with somebody before I expect marriage? Well, what are you doing for you to prepare that person to want to marry you? I mean, at the end of the day, it's the man's decision. The man wants to marry you, he's going to marry you. Whether that be a month into it, he knows, a year, it doesn't matter. Now, in my case, we were teenagers. We were immature. It was a lot of things that caused drama. Like, just being honest and real, it was no way we were ready for marriage. And even when we got married, we had children, and it's never the perfect timing. I don't care how much you plan it, how blissful you are. Doesn't matter. It's never the perfect timing. But on the flip side of that, women, I feel as though, need to really ask themselves, like, if you start telling a man and badgering a man and saying, you need to marry me because, what do you really think that that's doing? Yeah, no. Because I know me personally, and I'm not a man, but I know me personally, if you tell me what I'm going to do and what I need to do, and you're giving me ultimatums and stuff like that, I'm not trying to hear any of that, you pushing me away. Because now I feel like I got to deal with that marrying you. So why even do it? So I'm just tell you that if that's the type of person you are, it's probably not going to get you anywhere. When if you are happy with yourself, you are happy with the person you're with, you're in love. Another thing is stop letting these outsiders and outside resources like social media get so ingrained into your mind that you think that you are entitled to something. You're not entitled to a damn thing. Literally nothing. You're not entitled to anything. You're not entitled to anything at your job. You're not entitled to anything in a relationship with anybody, that not even your parents. Okay? That's one thing you need to understand. So if you wake up and you humble yourself, take a big dose of humbling, and you really sit there and say, I'm going to make the decision and choice to be happy with my partner. And I promise you, your relationship will be a lot better than you going in with a sense of entitlement. Nowadays, I hear people say like, well, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm a wife if he don't marry me. Okay, fine. But you're expecting him to believe that you're going to do that once he marries you? Confused. Just like, perfect example. If I have a daughter and two sons. So from my son's perspective, and they're old enough, once they get old enough to want to marry a woman, I'm definitely not going to say go off anybody's word. It's all about actions, right? So especially when you're saying, I'll do all of this, but you have to do this. Why are there stipulations? If you love me, you should be doing all of that anyway, right? So I don't want my sons to fall for the, I'm not your wife yet, so I'm not going to do this. Well, then if you're not doing that because you love me, then I don't want to make you my wife and move on. That's how I'm gonna teach them. Now, my daughter, on the contrary, I'm going to say, listen, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you love that person and you love their existence and you love being with them and pleasing them, that's what you should be doing prior to expecting anything else. Don't expect anything, because you will lead yourself to a world of disappointment. You really will. Then let's touch on the fact that a lot of times people are so quick to run to a third party about whatever issues it is that they may have, that they lose sight of the fact that you're not with those third parties. Those third parties have their own mentality. They have their own issues that drive their responses. You could have struck a nerve when you called them and made them think of something that they went through. And guess what? Now they're giving you that negativity. Now you got that negativity deep ingrained in your mind. It's easier to frown than it is to smile. Okay? So when I say that, it's easier to be negative than it is to be positive. It's a world full of negative. The news is negative. The social media portrays all negative things. How much goes viral on social media that's positive? Not very much. So that's your answer right there. Stop accepting and inviting so much or so many people into your relationship, because it's not going to work that way. When you're going through something and the one that you're in a relationship with or you're married to that took the vows with you, and you guys fall on hard times or one of you becomes sick, you have each other to depend on, not those people that you call. I don't care if it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your godmom. I don't care who it is, honestly. They do not need to know the intimate details of your household. I'm traditional in a sense where everything that I go through does not need to be, first of all, stop writing your information on social media. That irritates me like no other. Stop writing your stuff on social media. Social media know what the hell is going on with you before people that you call your friends that you're close to, because you're so quick to, like, I've never seen more people so comfortable with people knowing their business. Stop. Like, just what is that getting you? If you want to write down something, get a journal. All that is, all those millions of comments, likes, whatever you getting, are attention seeking. That's attention seeking behavior. And no man wants the world to know about his relationship with his wife. So that's something right there. The subliminal posts, the little, I don't post my business, but you got quotes that are like, I could be by myself and blah, blah, blah. Same thing. Same thing. If you're making the decision to reconcile whatever differences, issues you have in your relationship, then do so, and do so with the person you're with. Stop inviting the negativity. I can't say that enough. Also, don't be afraid to cut people off. I bask in the glory of doing that. I will cut you off without you even knowing it. And it's not being mean or anything else, but if I don't like your energy, if I don't like your attitude, any of that, I don't need to talk to you. Why? I'm not one of those people that, you know, they're like, oh, you got to accept people for who they are. I do. And I can only change who I allow around me personally in my space. And I can only change my behavior. So if I dislike something about you, I'm not going to tell you and say, oh, you, I don't like when you do this and that, make it a big deal. You're not owed anything. Again, sense of entitlement. I'm not saying anything. I'm not doing all that. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to move accordingly. I don't need anybody in my personal space. I take my personal space very seriously. I take my family, my husband, my kids very seriously. Now, I'm a segue into the next topic when I say I take my husband very seriously, right? And my kids. Excuse me. I take him so seriously that in the 12 years that we have been together, no matter how much I have been through with him, never once has he had an instance where someone in my family disrespected him. Never once. Now, on the opposite, he's very passive sometimes. And there were instances where I felt as though I was disrespected by certain people or members of his side, I'll say. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm like, you need to handle that. Like, this is your family. This is when you get married to, that's the thing. When you get married, your family is who you marry and your kids that you've created. Okay. No one should be able to feel comfortable to disrespect you or your spouse at all, ever. That needs to be handled because it shows a lack of respect for you. And that was back in the day. That was immaturity. That was things that we got through. But it was also, I also realized I got more of understanding with my approach as well. As Black women, and not only Black women, but as Black women, because I'm a Black woman, we can be so defensive and angry at times that you're barking or talking at your partner instead of talking to them, talking with them, explaining, hey, this is how I feel, using I statements versus you. Think about it. I'll give you an example if you don't understand what I'm saying. All you do is, when you did this, it automatically places the blame on them. It automatically makes them defensive. When you change it to an I statement, I am upset and hurt when you did this or when I saw this, it changes the tone immediately. You're taking responsibility for how you feel and you're conveying your feelings to your partner. So you have to look at how you communicate things. It's a national fact. Studies show 90% of conflict is due to is due to the tone and miscommunication. 10% is the actual problem. So that means out of all of the issues that you've gone through, think about it, 10% was based on solely the issue and you sat down
or you were on the phone and you had an actual clear-cut conversation. The other 90%, I guarantee you it was, oh, I don't like the way this person said that, or I don't like the way this person, who you talking to, and all this other stuff. Think about it. So if you're with someone, and this is another thing that irritates me, we all jump down, well, not we, but a lot of people jump down a man's throat with, how you gonna talk to her like that? How you gonna call her a bitch? How you gonna do this and how you gonna do that? Did we look at how you was talking to him? Is that okay? Oh, because women are quote unquote emotional, labeled that way, that it's supposed to be okay for you to do that? Absolutely not. Because I can flip that script and I know if you come at me crazy, First of all, I'm not even going to listen to you. Or two, I don't give a damn what you're talking about. Now I'm automatically in defense mode. So stop. I just find, like, and this is not a women bashing session, but I find a lot of times women have issues with things that a lot, it can be started by the woman. Because we do have emotional ways that some men don't take things as emotional as we do. But emotions fuel a lot of fires and arguments, and it doesn't need to. You need to think clearly, rationally, which is difficult in the time of being upset. And it's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I need a minute. Walk away or take a walk or write down how you feel and literally go through it. And act as though someone gave it to you. How would you feel if you read off what you wrote? Now, some people probably like, I'm not doing all that. That's what I'm talking about. That attitude right there is the reason why marriages are be turning into divorces. Marriages are failing. Relationships are failing. If you're not willing to do all of that and you're not willing to put in the work, there's no reconciliation. You're never going to get anywhere. If you're not willing to put in the work, I don't understand how you're willing to put in the work at a job, a 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, maybe with overtime for strangers. You're talking to the employers, these so-called supervisors, managers, whoever with more respect than you would the person you lay next to. That is not, I don't know what that is, but that's so deeply ingrained into the minds of so many people. It's just, I don't get it. I truly do not get it. Now, my circle, I'm going to say, went from the size of a pool to the size of a damn dime. And you want to know why? Because when you start to see, first of all, when you're happy with yourself and you remove negativity, certain situations you won't respond out of anger. You won't respond out of frustration. You won't respond because you're sad. You will rationally respond. And then the other people that are responding in that manner, you're going to be like, I don't have time for all of that. I'm good. Yep, you right. You got it. Or silence is an answer as well. Be bold enough to be silent. Be brave enough to say, I'm not dealing with this. Okay, you feel that way. It is what it is. Stop putting so much effort into so many people who don't give a damn about you, but not putting that effort or not being willing to do the work to the person that you're married to the person you're in a relationship with. It just doesn't make sense to me, especially if you have children. You want your children to see you constantly leaving someone and then going back to someone else and then leaving and then going to another person, so on and so forth. Because what are you teaching them and showing them? A pattern of running away. Now, does that mean just because you have children that you should stay in a relationship that's unhealthy or so severely broken that it's causing issues with your health or, again, physical abuse, things like that? No, absolutely not. But a lot of issues we have these days can be mended with the proper communication. Now, feeling broken in a marriage, feeling lonely in a marriage,
feeling by yourself in a marriage or in a relationship. These are all results of not speaking on issues that you've had for a while. I'm not going to say 100% because everything's not 100%, but I guarantee you if we had to put a percentage to it, it's over 80. It's over 80% of the reason you're feeling the way you're feeling right now is because of a lot of feelings left unaddressed or a lot of conflict that you had, you didn't speak on, you tried to let it go, or you thought you let it go when all you did was bury it. And now it's festering and it's not going to do anything but hurt you. Just like they say, you know, expecting pain on someone else or not forgiving someone else is like you drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It basically means if you're not handling what's bothering you, how do you think that that person is going to be affected? You're the one that's going to be affected. So if there's things that have been going on, I hear a lot of women say, yeah, you know, he been cheating on me and all of this for so long and I'm just fed up. Well, the part in there is the so long. So that means you've condoned it for a while. What'd you do? You yelled or something. You never actively communicated about what is going on and you've allowed it. So now you're fed up. But the person that you've been with that's doing these actions are like, it's been okay. It's just like a child that keeps doing something and you're like, oh, stop. Oh, stop. Your tone of voice never changes. There's never any type of consequence for their actions or behavior. Why would they stop doing it? So I hope during this conversation or during this podcast, I've covered some things that will help to at least paint a picture of how certain things can be different. I really do. I really hope that reconciliation is looked at differently. It's not weak to reconcile. You know, before I go, it's just it was going around about Cardi B and being stupid for staying with Offset. At the end of the day, they took vows during the marriage. However, you got Lori Harvey bouncing around from 5 different men and their quote unquote goals. I'm confused. I'd rather be with my husband, go through some things with him, us work it out because we took the vows to do so and put in the work with one person, then bounce to 5. So there, that's a picture for you. You know, this has probably been the longest podcast, but I plan on having plenty more. And if you want to leave me a voice recording or you want to message me, there's an option to do so. If you want me to talk about something specific or if you want me to address questions, I could do like a follow-up to this topic and I'll be happy to do that. And I'll make sure, I'm actually going to start doing things and posting it to YouTube as well because I want people to be able to get a visual and see my face as opposed to just listening. So that's not enough for some people. But I'll be on here. I'm going to try and post at least 2 to 3 a week. Our son's birthday is coming up this weekend, so it's going to be a busy weekend, but I wanted to make sure I got in a post before his birthday and me running around like crazy, my husband being at work, you know, things like that. So guys, just don't be afraid to put in the work. Do you understand that Denzel Washington had like 29 interviews and I think on or 29, not interviews, 29 casting calls and he failed all of them and he wasn't picked for all of them until that 30th one. He said something in a video I was watching before, if you fall down 7 times, get up 8. You can't expect anything to come to you easy. Drop the sense of entitlement now. After listening to this podcast, drop your sense of entitlement. Drop your feeling like somebody owes something to you. Drop the fact that you feel like you're the best thing walking this earth because I promise you, you're not. I promise you,
if you think, nope, now I can't even end this podcast because I just had this feeling come over me and I got to say this. If you think that you're the best thing out here walking and you think that, oh, I make $70,000 a year, I look good, I ain't got no stomach, I ain't got no kids, I guarantee you he will leave you for someone who's committed to him, willing to put in the work, and willing to cater, okay, over all of that you think you have. You're going to have all of that, but you're going to be lonely. Cut it out. My earning potential is 6 figures, okay? Guess what I'm doing? I'm home right now. I'm about to go pick up these kids. Guess what? I still have the ability to do what I love, which I'm a nurse, okay? I have the ability to do that. I'm a veteran as well. There's a lot under my belt. But guess what? I'm a mom. I'm a woman. I'm a wife. And not in that order, mom, woman, wife. I'm a woman birthed as a woman. I'm a wife to my husband, and I'm a mom to our children. People don't understand that. It's just like the old traditional way of serving the household. Whose plate you make first? That's always been a big one. Your husband's or the kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was a conversation I had back when I was 19. I'm like, what? I wouldn't make my kids. At that time, I wasn't a mom or a wife. And I'm like, why would that even be a thing? Like, no. Guess who plate I make? His. I make his plate. I want my kids to see that they are not entitled and that I cater and celebrate the man my husband is for taking care of us in our household and being our protector and our provider. They will see that behavior and respect it. I'm not raising self-entitled little brats because that's not going to do anything for our future or for theirs. Now I'm done. Now I'll leave it there. So again, if you want to send me a voice recording or anything and you have something specific you want to address or something I need to elaborate on in this podcast, because this is just off the top of my head, this isn't anything written down or anything, I try to keep it, you know, nice and together, but I'm human, so I'm going off of the dome, off of the things that I think about, and I'm like, I'm gonna put that out there. So don't be afraid to send me things and connect with me. Again, thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for listening to Keeping It Real with Lakia. And I will talk to you guys soon.